Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Zach Columbia. What's up, buddy?
I'm back.
He's back. Can't get rid of this guy. He's back for another episode. Because more in the trenches topics to talk about. This is great. This is not theory. This is not, what I used to do. This is right now, right? Not to say anything else I talk about theory either. This is all stuff tried and true, either with our coaching clients or here at the club at Legacy. So let me tell a quick story. There was a time where we had a great team of coaches. There's been many periods of teams that you feel great about and everything's humming and the clients are getting great results. You're signing up people. Nobody's leaving. It's just great camaraderie. And then somewhere along the lines, a coach leaves and they leave for all different reasons. And we've had a rash of losses here for coaches for all different reasons. It's been pretty interesting, right? Moving out of town, health issues, college change or whatever, school. And there is no worse attrition event in a facility than a coach turnover. It doesn't matter how much you try to insulate the club or insure against this from happening. Relationships happen. You pulled something from a client, even if you replace it with a better coach, change is change, and they just don't like change, and I get it. Actually, I don't get it, and I'll tell you why I don't get it. I don't understand how a client can be so affected by one coach leaving and another coach coming in, and the reason is this. Sports. You have coaches every year. It could be different. Coaching staff turnover changes. You play hard, you're on the team, it doesn't matter, right? You may not like a coach or you may be bonded better with another coach or this next coach has different things that they teach you. But it never crossed my mind, I'm quitting the team because of a coach change. But here at the gym, at your personal trainers leave, clients leave immediately. It's like a whisper of a client leaving, they're gone. And here's a couple reasons why. One, even though you insulate against it, there's some thought that the coach is the reason the client's getting results. Okay. I train with you, Zach, every single day, get this relationship with you. I put a lot of credit into my results into you and you move out of state. Now I can't get the same results with anybody else, right? They don't even try. And so that happens all the time. Or a client leaves or a coach leaves to another gym, or God forbid they start poaching clients. That's another topic for another day. But change happens. And so you have to get somebody onboarded quickly. And so a couple things you could be doing ahead of time is collecting resumes, always having ads live for job openings, and just keeping interviewing, keeping your pipeline full. That's not really what the topic is about today. You've hired somebody. We're at the point that you've decided they've gone through the interview process. You put an offer out, they accept it, and they start Monday morning. Okay, that's what this topic starts. The goal is we got to get that person, that new coach, up to speed ASAP as quick as possible so we can replace the old coach and get all things well and get the turbulent waters calmed again in the facility. And so you have to have a procedure in place, systems in place to get that coach up to speed, whether it be training, shadowing, reverse shadowing. We've got a whole kind of process here that you're going to go over right now and kind of help, you listening as a gym owner. You may or may have not have this. You may have pieces of this, but I think it's important to talk about, because if you don't get this coach up to speed, or if you just let him go out there and start training somebody, it could be worse than losing a coach. You could continue to lose clients, right?
Yeah.
So, So how do you get a coach up to speed so fast?
Well, first of all, I think that there's, you know, there's actually three guarantees, four guarantees in life. We know death, we know taxes.
Yep.
If you're in the fitness industry, clients are going to leave and coaches are going to leave.
There you go.
So
guaranteed.
So those are guaranteed. And, you know, it's a grave mistake if you're not insulating. I like that word. If you're not insulating against that, it's a reality. We know in our industry, lifetime for a coach is less than a year or right at a year. And so you have to be prepared for that. And you need to have systems in place to make the transition between one coach leaving and another coach coming in as seamless as possible. So one thing that we have learned our lesson the hard way is we did have a situation years ago, I don't know, 5-6 years ago now, where we had a coach that was the 5 a.m. coach. They came in, they opened the gym, and, you know, most, unless it was a one-off situation, I wasn't getting here at work at 5 a.m., and that was the only coach at 5 a.m. So to our clients, that coach was the gym, essentially, because they're gone by the time anybody else, they come in, they work out, they leave.
Yep. And that's the only experience they have.
That was the only experience they had, and that coach left and took all but one 5 a.m. client with them, right? So lesson learned the hard way. One thing that we did after that is we made sure that our clients were on a constant rotation between coaches where they were working with at least two coaches on a regular basis if they trained at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. So that was one thing that we put in place, knowing, hey, at some point a coach is going to leave. We don't want their relationship to be with one single person that leaves. We want it at least to be with a sticking point. One of those coaches leaves, they're still, hey, I'm used to working with this coach.
No big deal. Let's keep moving forward.
And it feels a little bit more steady. There's less change that's taking place. But those are kind of things we preemptively implemented. But then what happens when we get a brand new coach? So we've had, I'm trying to think, and I'll just kind of guesstimate here. We've probably had our last about six coaches out of the last six coaches that we've hired and brought on board. I think maybe two of them had previous training experience. And so we're taking people basically right off the street, essentially, that maybe have the education component but don't have the experience. And within a very short period of time, we're turning them into a pretty phenomenal coach. And that's really comes down to like our onboarding process and our system. A big key component of that is Semi-Private Pro, the app that we created. Before we had that, it was basically like, hey, here's the written programming, and you got to go and figure out how to apply that to all of the clients, where now we have a very systemized structure for here are the workouts, here's the structure that you follow, here is the system that we use to assess and score our clients. And then the app translates that into a personalized workout for the client.
Right.
And so
let me pause you there for a second. I think it's in everybody's best interest to create something or put something in place that allows you to not have to be so selective with who you're hiring, but allowing somebody that maybe is, like, for example, Brandy's a great coach. She came from a different industry. She was a social worker. We did several interviews with her. She loved to work out. She didn't have the hands-on experience as a coach. But the thing that stuck out with me and anybody that's listening, she cares. She's a social worker. That's in her DNA. She cares for people. And that's what a big part of the DNA of a great coach is, caring, right?
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's built to grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
So the point to this is like, if we didn't have the systems that we have in place, a candidate like Brandy, who's turned out to be one of our best coaches of all time, we wouldn't be able to hire her because we would need her to have all this experience and be able to throw her on the floor with no training and just go to work. And so anybody that's listening, like, look, getting great coaches is hard enough. And for you to now only be able to hire somebody that's got 5 or 6 or 3 years of experience, it's just going to get even harder. And so the point to that message is like, you know, listen to this, how we have Semi-Private Pro set up, but having the system in place where you can take somebody and get them up to speed. And of course, you're not going to just throw them out there. You're going to be shadowing. We have this process all set up. We'll share with you. But like the point is having that in place, it's allowed us to open up the candidate pool, allow us to hire better because, like I said, we're not looking for that freaking unicorn coach anymore.
I mean, we can hire soft skills. We can hire based off of soft skills and then teach them the system.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy, who, you know, has been in the industry for a fraction of the length of time that I've been in the industry, she could run circles around me at this point on the training floor. I've created that and I've coached her to do that, but she's doing that in practice every hour throughout the day. I mean, she's a master at it. I mean, she could go train anywhere at this point. But really, you know, what we did is, which I don't, this wasn't even an initial purpose of Semi-Private Pro when we created it here. But what we realized very quickly is it allows us to create a training system, teach our coaches how to assess and score clients, and then how to just train the clients from there. We don't have to rely on a library of knowledge of exercise science knowledge in a coach's brain, right? So I can design phases of training. I can design, you know, the workouts and movement patterns. And then I don't have to say, hey, you know, in this situation, what exercise, like if they can't do this, what exercise would you regress this to? Or if this is too easy for them, what exercise would you progress them to? We used to have to do that. And so the quality of the training was dictated by the knowledge in the coach's head.
And required us to hire a higher skilled coach.
Absolutely. Right out the gate. Right. Absolutely. Whereas now I teach them a very specific scoring system. Hey, here's, you know, we bring client in. Here's what you look for. We look for five things. Symmetry, range of motion, form, repeatability. And then the fifth one is like, hey, is this, you know, what's the effort of this client? Is it too hard? Is it too easy? Are they dying? If so, let's not make it harder on them, right?
Sure.
But I teach them those five things. If they check all the boxes, move them up. If they don't check the boxes, we keep them the same or we move them down, right? So like one of our, you know, last hires, Natalie, she was an athlete growing up. She went to school, got a business degree, and then decided, hey, I really want to move into the exercise science field. I'm going to go get my master's. She moved out here to go to ASU. And before she moved here, she submits her resume on our website, immediately calls me, has a conversation with me on the phone. And I'm like, well, we're not really even hiring right now, but when you get into town, ball's in your court, because we're not hiring right now. We're not looking for coaches. But if you want to have a conversation, reach out to me as soon as you get into town. Mm-hmm. She calls me 2 days before she moves out here, says, hey, I'm going to be there, you know, on Friday. I would love to come in. I was like, great. Thanks for following up. So I'm kind of interviewing her before interviewing to see, hey, how serious is she about this? She's, you know, 22 years old. Let's put the pressure on her. She reaches out, follows up. I'm like, yep, come in for an interview. She takes the coaches through a workout. And I'm like, well, man, we got to teach her a lot, but she's got the soft skills. Let's hire her.
And the business acumen.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I mean, I didn't know that story.
Yeah.
She called ahead of time.
Yeah, like, right. Well, good.
So what she heard when you said we're not hiring, but you follow up is I've got a job there if I do my part. And she did, right? Obviously.
That's what we want. I want to.
Golly. I mean, could you imagine if all candidates did that, or even get you a damn thank you note or show up on time to an interview? Like, our friend Lindsay has a great analogy about the 17-inch wide home plate.
Yeah.
And how, since you're growing up in T-ball and all the way through Little League and into the major leagues, the plate stays the same. So the expectation is you got to throw the ball over this horizontal distance of plate, right? And what we do is the candidate pool is so poor, or either that or we're just not getting great candidates. We widen the plate for them and say, oh, well, they showed up a little late. We'll let it slide. Or we hire them and they just, you know, they don't do a great job on the floor, but we need them. So we just keep widening that plate and let them throw, you know, balls that are now strikes because we need them, even though they're not a great coach. And we just keep looking the other way, I guess, is another way. We let things slide and because of our need, and the candidate pool is poor and we don't do a great job coaching them.
Or they're a great coach, but they're awful to work with. You know, they don't have the soft skills. Maybe they go out there and train the clients, but they're not a team player. They want to be a cowboy. They want to go off the programming. They want to argue with you about how to do a kettlebell swing. It's your business, and they're not running the play, and they're making the team look bad and all of that. So you run into that as well.
Sure.
We don't want to hire based off of that, right? So. Like, you know, being able to take somebody from basically nothing and turn them into a great coach is makes your life so much easier. And so, like, our process is, you know, like Natalie came in, I'm like, okay, you have no experience, you're hired.
Because we know
because she's got all the soft skills, right? And so from day one, now it's I'm shaking hands with members. When I do a tour, so, you know, without even teaching her this, I walk back with a prospect to show them the gym, and she's like basically sprinting from across the gym to be like, hi, I'm Natalie, and shake their hand.
Oh, man.
Right. So we've got all those, we've got that skill set. Now we develop the training. And so, step one is we have them shadow us pretty much for a week, where it's build rapport with the clients, learn the systems, learn the software, how to put clients in, and how to assess and score them, those five things that I was talking about. Then from there, you can take your clients through the workouts. That's kind of step one. Step two, the second week is, hey, we're going to start giving you one or two clients to train here so that it's a little bit slower, slow things down for you, and you can really focus on taking those clients through the workouts. It's a whole nother language. Exercise science is a different language, and there's different dialects for every single gym that's out there. So it's learning the nomenclature. Yeah. What is this exercise? How do I do this? You know, with Semi-Private Pro, we have the luxury of putting videos in there. So a brand new coach can click on this and say, what's this exercise? You know, what's HKSADBOH press? So they can quickly look and be like, okay, here's how they teach this movement. Here's the video of it. Yep. That streamlines the process. Now from there, you can't expect to take a coach with zero experience and have them have a deep understanding of what's happening, but they can run training sessions effectively while learning and understanding progressions, regressions? What are more advanced cues? What are little small form corrections that are going to make the difference without clients really feeling it? So they're capable of executing a training session, running a training session very, very quickly. Then from there, we can continue to develop that coach over the course of, you know, the next 90 days, realistically, where they have an in-depth understanding. And that's my goal is with any coach, they can be a rock star coach, run training sessions in their sleep in 90 days.
90 days.
90 days.
That's great.
So you can run a training session by week three. But then at the 90-day mark, you can coach a training session.
There you go.
Right? So you can execute it. You can run it. You can take clients through it. And then from there, the process is, hey, I'm going to teach you. We do classroom learning. We have it built in. And every time we get a new coach, I basically revisit all of the same lessons globally with the team. So, you know, we're going back through our programming and why we do things and how we execute and what a standard training session looks like
in the team meetings,
in our team meetings, so that the coaches are getting refreshers on it because they forget things and they, you know, yeah.
And it gives you an opportunity to get everybody back on the same page.
Yeah. Hey, successful gym owners, is your gym on solid ground pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you, those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
The worst thing I think can happen in a gym, I mean, there's many worse. I mean, like just a bad thing. This would definitely not be the worst, but like one coach is coaching a movement pattern, deadlift, for example, and they kind of check off that client. It's doing a great job. They turn their back, work with another client, and then the other coach comes over and recorrects and says, that other coach taught you wrong.
Yeah.
Or what they said isn't really accurate. Here's how to do it. Think about how bad that of a look that is. It's a bad look for the coach. It's a bad look for the client. Now there's doubt thrown around, like, is which coach is right? That just happened about 5 months ago.
Yeah, that coach isn't here anymore.
We fired him over that.
Yeah.
But that is horrible. So again, even here, guys, even here where we, like, I would say we're above and beyond training and above and beyond all the times we meet with clients. Because you work with directors all across the country. You know that they're not meeting with their teams on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not even once a week. We're meeting 4 times a week. And you could still have a cowboy, like you said, go rogue and decide they're going to be the guy or the girl today. Yeah. So even here, guys, and we're not perfect, and we share the highs and lows at this place all the time, and I think you guys can appreciate that. Like, there's rogue actors all the time, right? And so it doesn't matter how, you have to continue to remind, you have to continue to coach, you have to continue to bring a new, look at your systems, get Semi-Private Pro installed immediately, because that's the quickest way to keep the customer experience equivalent across all coaches.
Yeah, and if you, a lot of gyms just let their coaches program, and they don't have a system for a global system for, hey, here's how we do it at our gym. And you lose a coach that was doing all the programming for that group of clients, there's zero chance the experience isn't going to change. Right. So if it's coming from the top down, you can control the majority of it. Sure, there might be a little learning curve for a brand new coach. Maybe not, but, you know, we're minimizing it. That's the goal.
Right.
But then you have, so one is, if you don't have a system in place, then get a system in place. The other thing is, you know, with staff turnover, if your coaches are not following your system. So one is have the system. Two is make sure that they are following the system, because we've run into this as well. Then you bring a brand new coach on and you have the substitute law. The substitute teacher law.
The law of substitution.
Yeah. Teachers. So, yeah.
I know exactly where what you're
talking about. So now you got a brand new coach that doesn't know any better. It's brand new to them. They haven't worked with these clients. They're learning, and some of it's overwhelming and chaotic. And a client tells them, oh, well, so-and-so, the previous coach had me do it this way, or had me do this instead of that. As a brand new coach, you're like, okay, that's the way it's done.
Must be right.
That must be, like, if the client's telling me here's what we do, then here's what we do, right? Here's what I'm going to do with this client, even though that's not part of the system. And so you then have another coach that's like, no, here's the system. Here's how we're going to run this. Now that client is upset. No, so-and-so did this with me. And now you've got this, like, I don't like that new coach because they're not letting me do whatever. And this coach had me do this instead of that. And now it's a whole issue versus everybody just being on the same page running the play. And I have a funny, like, example of this. We have a client who likes to mess with our new coaches. and he tells them when they're brand new, he tells them he's been here for 2 years. So he's been through several new coaches, and he always tells them, hey, I know everybody else goes and gets their weights and puts their own weights away, but the coaches always bring me my weights.
Oh,
So, is that a big deal? No, he's just having fun. But you can imagine a coach, brand new coach, and a client saying, like, no, I don't do that. I don't foam roll. I do bicep curls instead. And the coach is like, oh, okay. I don't know. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So,
these damn clients, man. Who is doing that? You have to tell me off air who the hell that is. I'll go slap them around for you. So anyways, listen, guys, here at the point of the message for this episode is this. You got to get your coaches on. Like, when you lose a coach, you got to replace them quickly. You got to get them onboarded quickly. You got to keep the customer experiences identical as possible. The only way you can do that is to have a system in place where day one, we do this. Week one, we do that. Week two, we do this. Having a tool in place like Semi-Private Pro, we'll put the link in the show notes if you guys want to jump in and take a look at that. But having a system like that, getting a green coach with zero experience up to speed quickly in 90 days, that's now a coach, not just a trainer and facilitating sessions, but like you said, a coach, have a deep meaning and understanding of why the workouts are programmed the way they are, why the correction for this is that, injury, workarounds, scaling up and down, all of the things to get that coach up to speed. If you don't have a process in place, here's a great time. You're in a quarter four. Like, I always like to do things in chunks. Like, by the end of the year, you could put this in place. You can have Semi-Private Pro up and running for 2025. In fact, we should probably throw a special out there if you want to do it.
Sure.
We know the owners of that software. Let's put something in the show notes, guys. If you're interested, maybe we'll do a little trial. If is interested, that only people listening to the show will have this link. We'll have a special link in the show notes. Grab it. Get on a call with Zach and figure it out if it's a good fit for you guys. But it's been the best thing that we've done here for programming ever. I mean, we've gone through iterations and clipboards and, good, better, best and stability, strength, power. None of that holds a candle to this. This is the system that I'll hang my hat on this one for scale, for duplicatability, to getting a coach up to speed quick, all of the things that you need in your facility, and, protecting your IP across gyms across town against the coach leaving and taking programming. They can't take programming. It doesn't go with them. It stays here. All the things and the coach's heads up, like the original reason we created the program is to get our coaches heads up, heads on a swivel. That's a linebacker term. Keep your head on a swivel, right? And being able to interact with clients versus having their heads stuffed down on a clipboard, trying to figure out the programming while people are waiting around. So
yeah. One more thing is, it's a very common saying, hire slow, fire fast. And I don't like that term. I think hire fast, hire or fire fast. Mm. if you know what you're looking for and that candidate comes along that has the soft skills, like a Natalie, follows up, says what she's going to do, you know, has the energy and exactly what you're looking for, you know, you shouldn't have to wait for that person to, oh, you got to go get this certification, you got to learn these things, and you got to, no, hire that person, have a system in place to get them up to speed as quickly as possible. And then, you know, if you have to get rid of that person, then you can have a system for that and replacing them, but you don't have to be fearful.
Got it. Yeah, good point. All right, well, hopefully that helps you guys get to those coaches up to speed fast and back in the saddle. That's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helped you. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.